Blog Talk Radio.
Alexa, continue to play the song.
By the way, I can automatically set your volume to 3 every morning before you wake up. Would you like me to do that?
Yes.
Great. I've set up a routine to reset your volume daily. You can always change it later in the routine section of the Alexa app.
Here I am, all I have is your work. For your gentle feet, I know you won't let me down.
Yes, he will.
How long will it show me that
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Bees, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I do apologize. I got this new little device here. I thought we were going to be able to coexist, but Alexa do what she want to do. So
I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
Stop, Alexa. Alexa, stop. But I tell you, these new gadgets and stuff they got going on nowadays, got to be real careful. But hey, brothers and sisters, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she can give us a word of prayer, and we're going to jump right back into the lesson where we were at on yesterday. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. I just got tickled when you said about these devices, Pastor. Yep, I know about these little devices we have, but thank God. When they work, they work. Man.
Yep, there you go. That's what's up.
I like to read Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 22, reading from the King James. It says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. We're just thankful, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word. And so thankful for the listeners, those that are listening by internet as well, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this program, to try to hinder the word from getting out, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless us, that we receive the word and keep it in the lining of our hearts, Father God, that we can meditate on your word day and night. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. In your word, it says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through. You say you'll keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, continue to bless each and every one. May they continue to trust in you. Know that you are working things out for their good, Father God. And we're thankful for the word of God that teaches us that, yes, we can be righteous, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for the word, and we ask that you will bless each and every one. And we're thankful for the praise reports of all those who are being healed and being delivered, being set free. Lord, we give you praise. Bless our pastor. Continue to use him mightily, Father God. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we've been talking about making sure you have your garment on. So when you've been invited to this banquet, you have to put on the garment of righteousness. Now, it's really important that y'all hear this. Not any kind of garment, but God's garment.
Mm. Amen.
I see a lot of people putting on righteousness, but they're putting on their own righteousness. So that was the need for this parable that Jesus was giving. And he just didn't give one. He gave another one and another one. He just didn't invite one time. He invited two. He invited three.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he began to issue a lot of woe, you know, woe upon the Pharisees, woe upon the scribes,
mm-hmm.
woe upon the hypocrites, and those, especially those that oppress others. So you got a lot of folks in the that sits in Moses' feet. I'll just say in the congregation of God's saints, and they put burdens on these people that they themselves won't do. Oh, I didn't say this now. This came right out the word. Matter of fact, let me have Pastor read this because I don't want nobody to say, oh, well, how can you say that? Well, it came right out the word of God, see. If that came out of that, then I would know this stuff. Only reason I know it because it came out the word of God. But over in Matthew's, because we was, before I give these parables, I want y'all to see what I just said. Over there in Matthew 23, let's see here. We can start with the 8th verse. Well, actually 13th verse. But just, well, matter of fact, wow. You have to almost read that whole 23rd chapter. The whole 23rd chapter. That whole 23rd chapter. But I'm going to ask Pastor she'll read it, at least maybe till the, oh, God. Got to almost read it out. But we'll just take bits and pieces of it till we get it. I'm going to ask her to read the first 12 verses.
Okay, Pastor. Amen. Reading from the King James. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, in Moses' seat, all therefore whatsoever they did, you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men, and they board their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and lo, the uppermost rooms of seats and chief seats in the synagogues and greeting in the market and to be called men, rabbi, rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well, you read to the 12th verse, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes. I want y'all to read that. Read that whole story. Because God, Christ gives a stiff warning here to these Pharisees, scribes. And we won't get into it today, but in order to get your garment, you can't be like these folks. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be like them. Now, if you want to know how they are, read that. and you'll see what Christ said about it. And I even like what Mark said, you know, over there in the book of Mark, the 12th chapter, where Jesus had to end up questioning them about the things that they were saying. So Jesus said to them, unto them, he said, the doctrine, beware of the scribe, which love to go in long clothing. And see, there's stuff they love to do. All you got to do is look at that and then tell me who they're talking about. I think that's Mark 12, 30, I'm going to say 38. I'm trying to find it here. 38. Mark 12, 38. I'm going to ask Pastor read that. Mark.
Okay. All right, Pastor. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces. Amen.
Read on down, Pastor. What else do it say? What else does it say? Read to the 40th verse.
Okay. And verse 39, and the chief seats in the synagogue and the uppermost rooms at feast, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said it unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did was cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Amen.
Yeah. So you have to see that, brother, sister. You have to see that these Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees were those that was actually left out with the garment because they had their own garment. That's why they love to be clothed certain kind of way from the outward appearance. Their salutation in the marketplace, how they would just love to get and teach the word of God, preach, but they was only doing it. They was only doing it. That's what you got to understand. So when he talks about the synagogue here, which now we call the church building, they want the chief seat. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the seat? Think about it. If you went to a synagogue which had been converted into church buildings, what would be the seat, the chief seat in the church building? And then it talks about the uppermost room at the feast. Think about that. Now, if y'all don't take my word for it, we'll read out the Messenger Bible. Because I want you all to hear this with your own spirit. That's all I ask. Pastor, read that, if you will. That would be Mark 12, 38. What else is through the 40th verse, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor. From the Message Bible, continue teaching. Watch out for the religious scholars. They love to walk around in academic gowns, printing in the radiance of public flattery, basking in prominent positions, sitting at the head table at every church function, and all the time they are exploiting the weak and helpless. the longer their prayers, the worse they get. But they'll pay for it in the end. Amen.
And the Lord's going to let them have it. He's going to let them have what they want, what they're praying for. See, they've already gotten their reward.
Yeah.
See, and if someone says, well, why you come? I don't come against the church. It's the organized church, which is two churches. They're like it's two righteousness. They have their own righteousness. And that's why Jesus is telling us, look here, I'm going to put you on the kind of clothes you need to have from top to bottom. You don't have to walk around in robes. See, man want to be seen. If I can just be real clear, they want to be seen. That's what they want to. And some of them who've gotten a little revelation, they try to not wear these robes, and they don't want to be seen like that. And that. But listen, brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, it's the same thing, man. You don't want to be caught up in that. You want to be caught up in the self of God. That's why when Jesus tells the parable of the wedding feast, how important it is to know that this is the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And these parables that he gives have to do with the kingdom of heaven. So over there in Luke, Matthew's 22, I'm sorry, Matthew's 22 and well, you could start with the 18th verse and read down through about the 20th. I want to say actually about the 20th. Well, you can even read to the 30th verse, but we're not going to read all that. I just want to share this with you. The 10th verse, Jesus understood their evil intent. He understood their evil intent. Everybody up there talking about give money for the poor, they don't really give money for the poor. They take that money and do what they want to do with it. If that means buying jet fuel, if that means buying another vehicle, buying a daycare bus, or, you know, we got to have this. See, all that garbage, I said that. All of it is garbage. God ain't told us to do that. But when you are like the world, let me tell you what the Bible says. In 1 John 2:15-16, he says this. Love not the world. Now, I know some of y'all going to have a problem with this, and it's okay. Daycare should be a daycare, not in the church. It should be separate. So what they tried to do is separate it and get a different, make it a different entity of the church. In other words, they say, oh, it's separate. Yeah, because the government make it separate. If you're going to get some money to help with daycare, the government going to get it. It can't be under the church. So it was done not by man doing, but by the government forcing people to not have a daycare in the church name. So most daycare is not in that church name. If you really look at their charter, you'll see. All I'm trying to tell you, that's what that word hypocrite means. They're doing one thing, but really they're doing something else. That's all. So Jesus said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, he ain't in that foolishness. For all that is in the world, it's the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. It is not the Father, but it's the world. You got to get rid of that, man. You got to know what stuff is God and what stuff is not God. It's not God. So that's what Jesus is explaining to us. Don't be like the hypocrite. They love to be seen. They want everybody to see what they got on. They love to get in Moses' feet. One of these days, we might just talk about all of that. You know, we might just kind of really talk about the mark of a Pharisee and the Sadducee and the woes that God have announced on their lives, because it's all about outward show. Yeah, it's about outward show, not inward. Our righteousness is within, not outward. So I don't have to run up in a building to show that I love the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. So if you're busy trying to show people you love the Lord, who you impressing?
Okay.
You know, well, I'm going, my mama went, my dad, I don't care who went. Brother and sister, we're not living your mama, your grandmama, your great-granddaddy gospel. We're not. We're at a whole different dispensation. We're at a whole new time. God is pouring out revelation knowledge. And if you stay back there where they are and you're trying to live back there, you're going to miss the boat.
Help us.
How do I know that? John 13:33-34, a new commandment. See, these are new walking papers we have. This is a new order. See, if you headed to Cincinnati and your commanding chief said to you, you know, you done head down 71, whatever that is up to there. You done head down there 76 and you headed to get, but you got new orders, boop, you put the brakes on. Which way you want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go toward Cleveland now. So you're going to have to jump out there and get on. You're going to have to go north. If you're in Cleveland, you're going to have to, Akron, you're going to have to go north now, because you got new order. So we have new order. That new order is that we have to love like Christ loved. Man, when I really get the revelation of that, you can love like God loved.
Well,
your traditional churches won't tell you that, and there's some other folks won't tell you that either. But God's word say, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love like I love.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Amen.
How are you going to tell us to love like he loves if we don't have the ability? So we have that ability. You know why? Because we have his mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You have that mind to do that. Not like Moses. That's what a lot of folks want to do. They want to sit in Moses' seat. Oh, yeah, they thrill. Man, I pastor the church. They thrill about that. Because they want to sit in Moses' seat. Want to guide people, direct people. And most of them even don't know what the word pastor means.
Mm.
I was telling a preacher, I said, have you ever looked up the word pastor? Well, yeah, I know a pastor. No, you missed it. A pastor is a gift. That's a gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God gave that to the church, man.
Yeah.
He ain't gave nobody no position.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, these are gifts he gave to the body of Christ for the edifying of the body of Christ. Stop it, I say. Telling these lies. And people, they don't study for themselves. So they think, oh, well, you know, I don't see it. I don't care how you see it. That's what the word of God says. See it like the word see it. Until we make that decision that we're going to start seeing things the way God see it in his word, you'll never reach. Or you'll never be able to come to the banquet. How about that?
Have mercy.
You got to start seeing things out of God's eye. That's why he's inviting us. We have a righteousness. Not we're going to get one. He's already given us one.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to wrestle with sin, and you don't have a sin problem. You don't. You have a righteous problem. Well, God offering that to us. Satan is over sin, not God.
Mm-hmm.
God over the living. He gave us righteousness. So at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, get your garment. And that garment has to be given through Christ. So when you get into Christ, he's going to give you that garment.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
But the hypocrites won't get it. The Pharisees won't get it. Now, that's Bible. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time where anybody have anything to say, press 1. And, you know, I was telling the lady yesterday, I don't mind people being contradicted. I don't mind contradicted. You know, I don't mind debate. I don't mind. I really don't. But, you know, I don't argue over the word. We're arguing. We're discussing. We sharing. We're getting light on the word of God. And just mm-hmm. don't think because you know, what you did 20 years ago is for today, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday
all
is
right.
the past. And we have to serve God now. Now faith is. Faith has to be now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what you're standing on right now. Well, you know, God, he healed my eye. Oh, you trying to tell me he can't heal your arm now? See, a lot of people want to base everything on yesterday. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're living today. Now, God, word has changed. He's just giving us better understanding. He's giving us more understanding.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's who he is. Yeah. It's called the mm-hmm. revelation of Jesus Christ. God gave it to John to show these things that must surely come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And he's signified by angels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody have any comment, whatever, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, that scripture in 1 John and chapter 2, verse 16, reading it from the New Living Translation.
That was 15 and 16.
15 and 16? Okay. All right. So from the New Living Translation, it says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievement and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay. Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the review. And